Rescue workers in southern Italy continue to search for survivors in a schoolhouse that crumbled during yesterday's strong earthquake. More than 24 hours after the quake struck, there's not much hope that any more people will be found alive. It's believed 6 children and a teacher remain unaccounted for. Some 24 people are known to have been killed when the schoolhouse collapsed. Most of the victims were children. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
The 1,000-odd residents of the medieval town of San Giuliano di Puglia spent the night in their cars or in a makeshift tent camp. 70% of the town's buildings have been damaged. The worst hit were of 20th-century construction. Italian TV showed images of panicked residents running through streets covered with hunks of plaster and cement. But the most tragic scenes took place outside the town's schoolhouse, which completely collapsed on itself. Anguished parents bundled in blankets kept a vigil overnight outside what had become a mound of dusty debris. Toys lay scattered among the wreckage. The children, mostly nursery school age, had been celebrating Halloween. Older children from the village had come to the class to teach them about a holiday that has become increasingly popular in Italy in recent years. 300 firefighters from all over Italy rushed to San Giuliano di Puglia. Fire Chief Pietro Frantangelo is supervising the rescue operation. He said, "We have been working with extreme caution to avoid further collapse of the structure, which could harm the people still under the rubble. We worked," Frantangelo added, "at first by hand, with extreme difficulty and at high risk. We have now started to use cranes and other equipment to speed up the work." The schoolhouse tragedy stunned Italy. TV programming was interrupted for non-stop coverage from San Giuliano di Puglia. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi rushed by helicopter to visit the disaster scene and meet survivors in local hospitals. He told reporters, "There's nothing to say. It's a tragedy." Within hours after the earth shook, charges were being leveled against local officials in San Giuliano di Puglia for shoddy maintenance of the schoolhouse. It was built in 1954, and some residents charged that regional seismological risks were not taken into consideration when it was constructed. The tremor had a magnitude of 5.4 and was followed by milder aftershocks. The earthquake was felt over a vast area, from Rome to Potenza in the south and as far east as Croatia on the other side of the Adriatic Sea. This is Italy's worst trembler since 1997, when precious artwork in Assisi and other towns of Umbria was severely damaged. But yesterday, local residents' memory went back to 1980, when southern Italy was rocked by a massive tremor that killed nearly 3,000 people. Further south from yesterday's quake, the earth continued to rock on Sicily's Mount Etna. The volcano had been erupting since Sunday, and a tremor of 3.7 magnitude struck yesterday, although volcanologists said the two earthquakes were not connected. And to the relief of local residents, the flow of magma began to subside yesterday. Workers were trying to open up roads that had been cut off by rivers of molten lava. But a bout of bad weather created other emergency situations in Italy. Millions of Italians who got an early start for a long weekend holiday were trapped on highways blocked by landslides following devastating rainstorms. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
And since Silvia first filed that report, there are now reports of another strong earthquake in the same area as yesterday's. No more details available yet.